This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome our brand newest radio affiliate, which is actually a former affiliate that has come back into the Free Talk Live fold. Well, you know, it's always nice when that happens because, you know, it's not something we did that got us removed the first time. It's usually just some sort of business thing.
Scheduling.
That, yeah, whatever.
Formats and stuff.
But WMEL, the Talk to Me station, is back. They are on the east coast of Florida, over in the Melbourne, Cocoa area of Florida. And they've upgraded to a bigger and better AM transmitter, which has three FM translators in Melbourne and Cocoa.
Jeez, well, it's a long county, Brevard. Yeah. It's it runs all along the coast there. It's not particularly wide, but it's deep or something like that.
Yeah, so welcome to our listeners there. And they're back in a big way. They're carrying us five nights a week, Tuesday through Saturday nights in the late night, so 10 p.m. on. So you're not hearing us live if you're listening to WMEL. But if you want to participate in the show, you're always welcome to call us between 7 and 10 at night Eastern time. And we're here seven nights a week. So don't hesitate. You know, if you feel so inclined, you want to join the conversation, you want to bring up some sort of topic that you want to hear discussed on the radio, that's what we're here for. That's what we do. Maybe you're new to the show and you didn't hear us back when we used to be on. I think we were on weekends previously. So it's good to be on and expanded in Melbourne there on WMEL.
Yeah. So Brevard County kind of looks like Delaware, except it doesn't have that little helmet at the top.
I don't know anything about the east coast of Florida, man. I visited
there
like once.
I'm just telling you what it looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got Cape Canaveral. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, that's the one place on the East Coast that I actually... No, I went to... what's the place with the... Oh, God. The Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in it.
I have no idea where your canned, ordinary...
St. Augustine.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Cape Canaveral.
That's where the rockets are.
Is in Brevard County.
Yeah.
Ripley's, believe it or not, it's all across America and probably the world. It's just your average crappy attraction.
I thought it was pretty cool as a kid.
I understand you enjoyed it. Shooting rockets into outer space is pretty cool.
Yeah, but you don't get to see that every day over there.
You get to see it often enough if you live there.
Sure enough. Sure enough.
The night launches are the best.
Yeah, I bet they are. So it's actually call letters are actually WWBC, but they're still calling themselves WMEL, the Talk to Me station. So welcome to the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to contact us that way. And I do mean by contact, I mean call. Skype is, you know, we're not going to read your text messages on the air. We got enough to talk about here. We want you to join the conversation and have a conversation with us about whatever's on your mind. So we're going to start out tonight with the news about the Bill Cosby case. And the news is that the jury is deliberating. And we haven't really covered this case in quite a while. I mean, we talked about it briefly in the past, but not when it was actually in the trial phase, and I guess it has been recently, and now the jury is going into another day of deliberations. From Norristown, Pennsylvania, CBS and AP News reporting, the jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case is weighing charges that could send him to prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Drilled down Tuesday on what the TV star had said happened in his suburban Philadelphia home and how he characterized his relationship with the accuser, Judge Stephen O'Neill spent an hour rereading pieces of Cosby's deposition from 2005. They wanted to revisit the portion of the deposition where the comedian, who's now 79 years old, talked about giving Andrea Constand three friends. She sat with her back to the kitchen wall, said Cosby, and there was talk of tension, yes, about relaxation, and Andrea trying to learn to relax the shoulders, the head, etc. And I went upstairs, and I went into my pack, and I broke one whole one and brought a half down and told her to take it. Your friends, Cosby said, he told her. I have three friends for you to make you relax. Cosby later told police the pills were Benadryl, an over-the-counter cold and allergy medicine. Constan, then an athletic 6-foot-tall college basketball staffer, said they made her dazed and groggy and unable to say no or fight back when Cosby went inside her pants. As they pored over Cosby's words, the jurors appeared to struggle with some language in one of the charges against him, which was without her knowledge, that language. The jury is considering three counts of felony aggravated indecent assault. The third count covers Cosby's alleged use of pills to impair Constan before groping her breast and genitals. The jury is asking about the phrasing Tuesday, or asked about the phrasing this morning, but O'Neill said he couldn't define it for them. The jury came back later.
They can't define the law for you?
Apparently not. It's up to you to interpret that, I suppose.
Okay.
The jury came back later Tuesday and asked to hear testimony about the initial police report that Constan filed with Durham Police in 2005. With how long deliberations have lasted, Cosby's legal team is confident and cautiously optimistic. Because some would say that if the jury takes a long time to deliberate, the odds are increased that they're going to come back either hung or not guilty.
Well, somebody's holding on in some way, right?
That's usually the sign of that, yes.
And, you know, in the case of Cosby, it's a celebrity, so people understand the importance of having a good decision. I think far too many people, just find that everybody just wants to go home,
yep.
And if they can compromise guilty. On you being guilty, then they'll compromise on you being guilty. I mean, there's
they're making $15 a day.
There's pot pies to make, right? Yep. I mean, you know, everybody's hungry. The kids need to do their homework. This whole jury thing, it's pain.
The DA
against juries generally. I don't have any idea what happened in the Cosby case. I don't know.
Well, he allegedly drugged a woman and then allegedly.
I know what allegedly he
molested
did.
Her.
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, you know, you become
one of a myriad, supposedly, but this case, I think, only deals with the one.
I think that as people become powerful, they tend to become less accountable in their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Further, I think as people become important, they become targets. So I don't.
What's the truth?
I have no. Yeah. I'm going to take the opinion that I have no opinion because what do I know about this case?
The DA's closing arguments, he put a lot of fiction in those arguments to try and sway the jury, and I think that's what the jury is looking at now, said Cosby's spokesperson Andrew Wyatt. He added, quote, this jury, they're intelligent, they're asking the right questions, and he feels confident they'll come back and make the right decision, unquote. The defense insisted throughout the trial that Constan hid the fact they'd had a romantic relationship before the early 2004 encounter when she went to police a year later. Cosby, his lawyer said, never ran from talking to police, for better or worse. He never shuts up, said lawyer Brian McGonigal of his client in closing arguments Monday morning. Nonetheless, the comedian whose storytelling artistry fueled a $400 million fortune went quiet Monday when he had the chance to take the stand. The defense started and ended its case Monday within 6 minutes of repeat testimony from a detective. Cosby couldn't risk taking the stand and being cross-examined about the 60 other accusers if he denied ever drugging or molesting anyone. Constan, by contrast, testified for more than 7 hours last week. She had waited 12 years for her day in court, and authorities had declined to charge Cosby when she first came forward in 2005. Then other women started coming forward. Her lawsuit against him had elicited 4 days of testimony from Cosby about his sexual conduct with some of them. The testimony, unsealed in 2015, wasn't pretty coming from the beloved TV dad.
No, it's very sad, and I feel the worst for sort of his wife in this circumstance. She should have divorced him.
She was there with him in court.
Yeah,
apparently
she should have divorced him. He should have given her everything in it, and then she could let him live there in her house if she wants. But this would be the way to handle that situation.
Think about that in terms of the courage Andrea Constand has shown, said the district attorney Kevin Steele in his forceful closing arguments as Constand sat with detectives, her mother, and other accusers in the front row. The defense has tried repeatedly since his arrest in 2015 to have the case shut down. They said the charges were filed too late, that the accusers were after money, and they complained that prosecutors were improperly striking blacks from the jury chosen in Pittsburgh. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts on the Cosby case or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is your Bitcoin.com weekly news. New Hampshire Governor John Sununu signed HB 436, exempting virtual currencies from any and all money transmitter laws. A Nevada senator has introduced a bill to exempt blockchain technologies from taxation. This is not yet a law, but heartening nonetheless. Small businesses in Japan that are accepting Bitcoin have seen dramatic jumps in the value of their stocks. For the latest news, go to news.bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, looks like you've been taking advantage of Simbi.com to get some commercials done for Free Talk Live. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I could call it audio work. That way people don't feel like they're doing radio commercials, but it's the truth. I mean, they're helping me with radio ads.
What would be wrong with feeling like that? There's nothing wrong with doing that.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the old way that radio commercials used to be done is that every time your voice was played in any market anywhere, you got a little
some kind of payment.
And
we don't do it that way.
They don't do it that way anymore at all.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, there's probably somebody who does the payouts that way, but it's just not done anymore. Now it's a straight flat payment, and they own your voice for that particular 30 or 60 seconds.
I wonder how it works in television, if it works anything, if it's changed any way similarly.
I couldn't say, but I can tell you that it just doesn't. I don't know of any ads that way. As long as I've been doing ads, it's always been you get paid for the what you cut right then, So my voice has been all over America doing text tag and title not included. Do you have a destination? Please may apply. Got it wrong a little bit, but whatever.
So you used Simbi.com, though, to find the talent.
Right, and I didn't need money. You don't need money to do Simbi.com. Is all you have to do
if you're willing to trade, though, right?
Yeah, if you trade your services and goods. They do goods there too, mm-hmm. but mostly services. Virtual services are things that work really well for Simbi.
You didn't have to have anything specific to trade to this person. You didn't have to give them like chicken eggs or anything like that.
Nope. You've got Simbi credits, so you work. I mean, it's currency, right? They've got their own currency right there. So I've done work with people on Simbi and Simbi itself, and I've got Simbis, which are the credits, and you just wouldn't believe the kind of diversity of services that they have over there. It was great.
That's cool.
Put up an ad and, quick.
How fast?
Within, a couple hours.
That's fast.
Yeah, a couple hours. I put it right up with the verbiage that I wanted, and I'm looking for a few different people to cut the ad, so I have a diversity of voices.
Do you put what you offer up there, or do you accept offers from the respondents?
You can do both of those things. So you can offer what you want and what you want to get paid, or you can
counteroffer.
Ask for what you need, and that's what I did.
Neat.
So
cool.
People like those offers because it's like, oh yeah, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
To do this, all you need is Audacity,
a decent mic.
A decent mic, a free program off the internet, and a voice.
There you go. You're making money.
There you go. Simbi.com, Simbi.com. It's for the symbiotic community. Simbi.com.
So a little bit more here on the Cosby case. He is, the jury is deliberating. They're in there at least second day here. I'm not sure how many days they've been deliberating, but this is another one today. And they've been coming back with a lot of questions for the judge. One question about some of the words in the assault charges that he's been hit with. Felony aggravated indecent assault charges. 3 counts of those. Saying that, they're wondering what it means when the law itself, or the charges under which he's been brought, are referring to without her knowledge. Now, I don't have the full statement here, but the idea being that he drugged her allegedly, and they're saying that
he drugged her. Does that mean he held her down and gave her, pills or whatever?
Defense is saying that he gave her, obviously gave her the pills and she took them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying that then put her in a position where she couldn't say no, and rebuff his advances. The defense is saying that Constand, who's the accuser in this case, was a willing romantic partner. Defense attorney McGonigal cited gifts and phone calls between Cosby and Constand to show she was more than just a college sports staffer trying to placate a powerful Temple University trustee. He said, quote, "This isn't talking to a trustee. This is talking to a lover," he said of one phone call that lasted for 49 minutes. Quote, "Why are we running from the truth of this case, this relationship? Why? I don't understand it," said the attorney, Camille Cosby.
I think the most damning thing for Bill Cosby is just the sheer number of people that are bringing charges.
The accusations. Yeah. Well, there's not charges. There's accusations.
I guess I should have said, I was saying charges sort of in the social sense as opposed to the legal sense.
Right, because many of them are, it's been too long.
Right. So these accusations that stand, but that's not the way courts are supposed to work.
Well, supposedly the jury wouldn't necessarily know about those things.
They
right?
shouldn't. It shouldn't be something that they take into their deliberation.
Although we've seen that in the Ross Ulbricht case that they're right. more than happy, at least in federal court, to trot out all kinds of unprecedented, proven allegations about somebody, like, you know, drag someone through the mud, accusing Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, an online website where people could trade Bitcoin for drugs. That they accused him of committing murder or hiring somebody to commit murder, even though he's never been charged with that or convicted of it. So it just depends on what they're going to allow in, apparently.
Right. And it doesn't matter if it's Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Like, he killed the people he killed, and he didn't kill the people he didn't kill.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that, the way that our court system is supposed to work is that a charge is brought, and the evidence is weighed.
And you should be able to face your accuser.
Yep, you should be able to face your accuser, which, of course, is very difficult when you're dealing with murder charge.
Sure.
That's how it's supposed to be, not, looks like there's a whole bunch of people that are charging, making accusations. That's not supposed to weigh in at all.
Camille Cosby sat stoically in the first row behind her husband of 53 years at the defense table, about 30 feet from Ms. Constand. Gloria Allred, who represents some of Cosby's accusers, believes he's guilty. She said, quote, "We have Mr. Cosby's own admission under oath that he provided three pills that she didn't consent Andrea, and that he found Andrea Constand to be truthful, and that he digitally penetrated her and groped her breasts after she had taken those pills. The only issue in this case is consent," she said. Cosby faces up to 10 years in prison on each of the three counts, but they could be merged for sentencing purposes. And again, he is 79 years old.
One wonders what the purpose of sentencing is. This is an opportunity for, what's this woman, Constance?
Constand?
Constand.
Yeah.
To be able to sue him and his estate. And look, if he did it, then fine. If he didn't do it, then, absolutely shouldn't be. I'm not, making a value judgment on that. It's just that a 79-year-old, man going to prison isn't of much value to society at whole. Is he a danger to any of us right now?
They're going to claim that he is. I mean, that he could do this again, presumably.
Well, what can I say? It doesn't seem very likely to me.
It seems that the word's out. I mean, it's probably unlikely that you're going to be, that people aren't going to be aware of what he's been accused of doing.
The biggest problem I, have with this whole thing is that frankly, his wife should have divorced him and taken the money, and then, she wouldn't be at, she wouldn't be having the sword pointed at her throat on this one. You know what I mean?
Oh, as far as the estate is concerned, you mean?
Right. I'm not saying that the Constant woman doesn't deserve some kind of monetary settlement or whatever based on what happened to her. I just don't think that,
what did happen to her, right? I mean, if she voluntarily took those pills and then didn't report it until a year later, I mean, there's some questionable circumstances on her side of things, too. I'm not saying Cosby is a defensible guy, necessarily, but there's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What's the truth here?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site, including our front page, where you can actually create the content that you see there over at freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based site, so that the front page is Reddit-based, so it's free to interact. You can submit content that you find online that you think our listeners would appreciate, that you think we might want to talk about on the air. You just submit it over at freetalklive.com, and then maybe we'll talk about it. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I think we've pretty much gone through most of this Cosby case, at least, you know, what's going on right now, which is the jury deliberating over a 79-year-old man who is accused of doing some, you know, inappropriate things. With,
throughout the years.
Yeah, over, what, decades, I guess?
Yeah.
With
Hey.
Up to
well, you know, somebody had to make a Bill Cosby joke.
And that was from Fat Albert, yeah, right?
Well, that was technically Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
Bill Cosby did the voiceover for Fat Albert.
Right.
I imagine he created the whole thing.
I think he did.
Yeah.
So
now I can make other characters.
Six.
No, don't. All you're allowed to do is hey, hey, hey. That's it.
60 accusers. One in this particular criminal case, he's facing 3 felony counts, maybe as many as 30 years in prison, 10 years per count.
Come on, though. You can put a little spin on it. You can be like, hey, hey, hey.
I think he did something like that, yeah.
So you're welcome to comment. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, the latest out of Venezuela, where the Supreme Court's been set on fire, apparently, and the young man who was kidnapped in North Korea by the government there, he's been released in a coma. We can give you all that information. You can share your thoughts with us here. Plus, Johnson, you'll be telling us about the thin blue line running down the road here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire.
And other towns as well.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But first, we go to Skype, where Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I had an interesting experience with my county coordinator for the Libertarian Party tonight, and it made me kind of realize why the Libertarian Party isn't going anywhere in most places.
What is a county coordinator?
One of the directors at the Libertarian Party who just tries to organize events in the county. For example, tonight he wanted me to go to a town right 15 minutes down the road, Columbiana, Ohio, and he wanted me to come testify because they wanted to ban front yard gardens there.
Oh, no.
And the more I thought about it, I realized, what good does that accomplish getting people into the Libertarian Party or into the movement?
Wait, what good does what accomplish? You testifying at a city council meeting?
Yeah. What does that accomplish? I understand. Think about it like this. Even if we were successful, if we got them to say, okay, guess what? We're not going to ban front lawn gardens anymore. Who cares?
People who have front lawn gardens?
But that's not just the. But how is that going to get people within the Libertarian Party? I doubt they're going to see.
You do understand the purpose of the Libertarian Party isn't just to grow the party; it's to stand up for liberty.
Yes, but
how grow the party?
But think about it like this. All right, I think that's a completely nonpartisan issue. I don't think anybody wants to get rid of front lawn gardens.
Yeah, yes, they do. That's why they're passing.
People will be grateful to the people that stand up for them. And
right.
In all likelihood, the Democrats and Republicans will not, because they have not up to this point.
It's likely the Democrats and the Republicans who are putting forward this particular proposal to, you know, control people's front yard gardens. I mean, they've threatened people in other places over this. We had a story out of Orlando where a couple had a beautiful front yard garden. They were, you know, growing vegetables that they could use in their kitchen. And the city came after them. I don't remember if it was Orlando or Kissimmee or which city it was, but they came after them, and they came after them hard with hundreds of dollars a day in fines, if I'm recalling correctly. And so if you guys are the ones who are actually taking the government to task on this, not only are you going to get the appreciation of the individuals who are involved and all of the people who are, you know, likely close friends with them, who care about them, but you also might very well get some publicity out of, let's say there's a, I know that at a lot of the city council meetings here in Keene, there's almost always news media present. You know, they always, the newspaper, the radio station, you know, there's a talk radio station here, they almost always bring out one of their reporters to just sort of do the regular city council meeting coverage. And if this is like the hot issue in that city council meeting, then they're going to say, you know, Stefan from Ohio from the Libertarian Party said blah, 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 and he opposed this ordinance. So it's going to likely get the Libertarian Party some publicity, but whether or not it's going to acquire publicity shouldn't be the motivating factor. It should be the motivating factor, in my opinion, should be to do the right thing on behalf of the people in the community.
Well, I would say it would go like this, but it seems like the person putting this together didn't know anything about it. When I was invited, he refused to give me any details on it and said, oh, we're going to meet at a pizza place beforehand. And it makes me think, shouldn't you be telling us the details of what's happening in Columbiana before you invite me to come there?
Okay, so that's a minor quibble on his organizational ability, but at the very least, he's inviting you to come. I mean, from that aspect, he is doing his job, which is to try to garner some interest. And, you know, maybe your critique is valid that he is not as well informed on the issue as you might like him to be. But if you think you can do a better job, maybe you should step up and take his position next time it's being assigned.
I have no idea how it's assigned. That's what I'm actually trying to figure out. Is it an elected office, or does the party put it together?
There's no elected offices within the Libertarian Party. I mean, unless it's within the Libertarian Party. It's not the government that, you're not going to go vote at a voting day for a Libertarian Party position. It's likely one of those things where they say, oh, we need a coordinator for such and such county at the yearly convention that they have, and then they look to see if anybody's going to raise their hand. And if nobody raises their hand, then, they'll get desperate.
Well, another thing is, I've been telling these people for over a month now, maybe we should actually go door to door, hand out flyers, and actually go talk to people. Not have pizza parties and just go to a city council meeting like once every 5 or 6 months. It seems like for the most part they're lazy until it's something right down
now,
the road.
Now, what is your reason for going door to door? To just talk to people about the Libertarian Party? I mean, that's kind of, Jehovah's Witness approach, right?
You have time for the Libertarian.
And they're free to shut the door on me. But if they talk to us, that's how you get things done.
Right, but generally when you go door to door, and, I appreciate the, I definitely appreciate your interest in doing things. That's important to have the drive to get out there and do stuff. But generally when you go door to door, there's some sort of mission. There's some kind of goal that you're looking to accomplish. Maybe you want to promote a particular candidate for office. That's probably the most common reason to go door to door. Or there's maybe an upcoming issue vote and you want to talk to people about that particular issue. To just go and knock on doors and promote the Libertarian Party, I don't know if that's the most effective way to do things, but I wouldn't tell you to not do it. I just don't know if you're going to get a very, enthusiastic group of people to go along with you.
Well, it's not just the party. I see it more of the principles of the party, which over the years I feel like have fallen apart. I mean, for example, an interesting case of that is the state party doesn't seem too interested in me for their nominee for governor because somebody's last name is Taft. It seems more like a popularity contest. You understand what I'm trying to say?
You're saying another libertarian who wants to run for governor, last name is Taft, and they're getting behind him?
Yes, mostly because his last name is Taft. Because if your last name is Taft in Ohio, you can be elected god pretty much.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, Taft was a...
that was a president, right?
Yeah, a pretty good one.
And a governor.
As far as, small government presidents go within the 20th century.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, one of the problems with group action is that not everyone in the group's going to agree.
You know, his animal was the possum.
His animal? He had a pet possum in the White House?
No, Teddy Roosevelt made the teddy bear, and Taft came right after him, sort of the bear. Teddy Roosevelt popularized the teddy bear.
Yeah. And so he popularized a possum?
Well, I mean, they needed after Teddy Roosevelt had a teddy bear, then the next president had to have an animal.
We're coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio tonight, and there's big Dash news coming out of New Hampshire. We've been talking a lot about Dash, the digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Now, one of the things that was pointed out here in this big news piece by Derek Jay, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's blogging over at freekeen.com, is that people have been getting more interested in Dash, but until now, acquiring Dash meant you had to acquire, like, Bitcoin first, and then you had to trade the Bitcoin for Dash. Most of the time, that's what most people were doing to acquire their Dash. That's what I've done to get some Dash. I've traded Bitcoin for Dash. And, of course, when you do that, you've got to pay a Bitcoin fee, and the Bitcoin fees are insane right now. So what if you could get Dash for cash? What if you could use the old ugly money, the stuff you got, the greenbacks in your wallet, and put those into a vending machine, and then out comes Dash? Well, now you can if you're on the seacoast of New Hampshire. Derek Jay and his boyfriend, partner, Stephen Zeller.
Partner in crime.
Zeller, they've had their Bitcoin vending machine in operation now for several months out there on the seacoast in the Seacoast Repertory Theater. But as of this week, Officially, I guess, as of today, that machine now offers Dash to people who would like to. So you can purchase two different types of cryptocurrency. And this is not, I'm sure it's not the first machine that can do this anywhere in the world, but it's definitely the first one in New Hampshire. It's probably the first one in all of New England. And I think you're going to see more of this over time. As from what I understand, the Dash Network, which is an incredibly smart group of people because they are taking a portion of their proceeds from mining Dash into existence, and they're spending that on promoting Dash. So instead of it all just going to the miners and into the miners' pockets, they're using their governance structure to make proposals. And one of those proposals has been that the back end of a lot of Bitcoin vending machines and Bitcoin ATMs will be upgraded to be able to handle Dash. So you're likely going to see more. Like, this is probably going to be the beginning of a trend, I would guess, because a lot of people are getting tired. They're getting tired of paying the Bitcoin fees, and they're looking for other options. And if they're going to go buy something from a vending machine, a Bitcoin vending machine, and then there's Dash there as an option for them, why bother jumping through the Bitcoin hoops first? Why not just go straight from cash into Dash?
And it may very well give them the opportunity to learn about Dash.
So, and I love Steven Zeiler's quote here. Until now, it was only possible to get Dash in exchange for another digital currency. Now people can retire their dirty old Federal Reserve notes into the machine where they'll be shredded. Just kidding. So, yeah, currently one Dash is running just under $200. And, of course, recently also in New Hampshire, Governor Chris Sununu, as Derek J. points out, signed legislation extending protection to businesses that use digital currency, protecting them from regulation, making it the most cryptocurrency-friendly state in the union. So big news from the Dash scene here. If you want to learn more about Dash and the momentum behind it, go to Dash.org and find out more about Dash. Dash.org. As we go back to Stefan, he's in Ohio. He's frustrated with the Libertarian Party there. They're not doing things the way you think that they should be doing them, Stefan. And one of the things that you'll learn, and you are learning, and you're still fairly young. You're 18, correct?
Yeah, going on 19.
So one of the things you'll learn that relatively quickly here within the Libertarian Party is that people just don't get along. And if you get 30 people together in a group, there's likely going to be splinters and fractures, schisms within that group, major fallouts and disagreements. And it's a real challenge to get people to come together and work cohesively on a particular issue, because everybody's always criticizing, you know, the way whoever it is that's in charge is doing something.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, they don't use the term cat herder to describe people in charge of libertarian organizations for nothing.
Oh, yeah. And I guess it's just because a lot of the time there's no real solid definition, a lot of people would think, on what a libertarian is. Some people that describe themselves as libertarian won't agree with you guys, for example. Like, you know, Austin Peterson considers himself a libertarian, but he's radically different than, like, Daryl Perry, for example.
Austin Peterson was running against Daryl Perry. Daryl's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live.
He's not radically different. I would...
He's very radically different. Austin Peterson advocates for the abolishment of the non-aggression principle.
That's not radically different.
That's very radically.
Point.
No, that's an incredible radical difference, Mark, because that's the foundational principle of the Libertarian Party. You've got a guy claiming to be a libertarian, this Austin Peterson character, who wants to abolish the non-aggression principle, which is the ground, you know, level principle that the party was founded on. So he wants to essentially eviscerate and gut any kind of principle and meaning from the Libertarian Party. That is a radical difference.
It is a radical difference in the sense that radical means to the root, right? And if you
want, and he wants to cut the root out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But radical, I think, in most people's usage means he disagrees on nearly every issue, which is...
He disagrees on a lot of issues.
Yeah, go watch.
Including the most important one.
Go watch all. There's whole bunches of debates.
I got better things to do.
Well, that's because you don't want to know the truth.
I've seen enough. I've seen enough of him.
Yeah,
I've talked to Daryl.
Austin Peterson is awful.
I'm not claiming that he's the best libertarian on
or
the planet.
Even a libertarian. That would be a very fair claim to make.
By definition, he's not a libertarian.
Well, by your definition.
Yeah, the definition of the non-aggression principle. You go look up libertarian, and I think you're going to find that. That's not just my definition, Mark.
I will not use
political. What's the statement?
Yeah, I don't know. It's basically you not initiate force, political or
won't initiate force or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
That's definitely not Austin Peterson.
And this is what I'm witnessing now is an example of some people just can't come together on what a definition of a libertarian is. I would agree that yes, the non-aggression principle is the founding principle of the party. But the platform of the party, it seems like not a lot of people can agree with that, you know? Austin Peterson is very adamant that he's a libertarian. And some people would agree with that.
Not a libertarian, Mark. You are a Republican, so your opinion really doesn't matter.
Are you a libertarian?
Yep. I'm a signed member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
But didn't you give up your National Libertarian
status? Yep, and I still have given that status up.
I've signed up for the Libertarian Party's free membership that we
gave. Oh, you did? Good for you.
lp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, did you renew it?
I don't think I have to because it hasn't been a full year.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, I get their newsletter. That's all I really wanted to get, see what's going on. And, you know, that's fine by me.
To be fair, though, my opinion doesn't count because I'm not a libertarian.
I'm
an anarcho-capitalist, and I find it libertarian to be very unprincipled.
Go ahead, Mark.
They've been fighting about this in the Libertarian Party for a long time. I mean, I've been a libertarian since I was basically 18.
Right.
And
it wasn't an exciting debate then, so I'm not going to perpetuate it. I just want to make sure that people are clear
perpetuating
that
it, all right.
Only, you know, Ian's current opinion is the only opinion that ever counts ever is not
a valid
argument.
No, it's not just my opinion. It's the opinion of a bunch of libertarians who've been involved for a long time.
The Libertarian Party, and the fact that the Libertarian Party needs a Libertarian caucus is both laughable and telling.
It's telling that the party has been infiltrated by a bunch of unprincipled hacks for a long time, which is why you get people like Austin Peterson and Gary Johnson as leading vote getters in the presidential nomination.
I can't do anything in the Republican Party, but I can be a celebritarian.
Yep, that's right.
And that's why I think we can't get things done. It's like what happened to the Reform Party back in 2000. Pat Buchanan and his other failed Republican goons came in and hijacked the party and absolutely drove it into the ground, basically. And that's what's happening to the Libertarian Party. And I think when you have people like that, that's why we can't get things done.
Well, the Libertarian Party hasn't been driven into the ground. I mean, arguably,
the
Gary Johnson campaign did bring it more votes. It probably did bring it more attention. And you could say that there are probably some people out there who have learned what the principles of liberty are because they found the Libertarian Party through Gary Johnson. But there's also a lot of people out there who are confused as hell as to what a libertarian is because they might have had one idea, but then Gary Johnson's up there saying something completely different and something unprincipled. And then they're wondering, well, what does it really mean to be a libertarian? Is it whatever Gary Johnson says? No. What it means to be a libertarian is you don't approve of the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Period. That's the end of the story. And I would say that to anybody who's frustrated with the National Libertarian Party, you really need to get up to New Hampshire and get involved up here. And thank you for the call, Stefan. We've got probably the most principled Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire, and we're about to announce within the next week or so a third representative in the New Hampshire State's reps that's going to flip to Libertarian.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, SIMBI.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.